I was praying this morning in my room. I was particularly a particular brother I'm very close with. But he does not believe, he believes in thunder. And I know him to be a very sincere Christian. I said, Lord, this man is sincere. If you are the one that gave me this revelation, go and hit his head with this revelation. To know that thunder is not revealed. And that the rapture strikes on the third seal, not the fourth seal. And that whatever William Branham said, it cannot be absolute. Oh, Father, strike his head with it. His head got scattered. I said, eh? Brother, look, come and tell me again. What did you say? Because I am sure of what I am saying. And God will vindicate it to be the truth one day. Praise the Lord. Seal number one covers the first church age and the second church age. According to church history, all of us we should know that. The second seal, the first seal, was a lion, boldness. That, and he was with a white horse, with a bow, but there was no arrow. That is the Antichrist spirit in that age. But when the enemy comes like a flood, what does the Spirit of God do? He raises a standard. Those four beasts were called standards that will counter the flood of the enemy in these ages. And that lion is boldness. They were beating them. They were scaring them. We will do this, we will do this. But for we are the disciples, we are still preaching the gospel. Nothing could stop them. Because that horse was white. It was not killing at that time. But by the time we come to the third church age, then we see the second seal open. That horse that was white before is the same horse that became red. Since you people are not afraid, we will kill you. And they began to kill. That was the age of the martyrs. That's when it started. And it prospered in the third and the fourth church age. And if you read the messages to each of these ages, you will see the confirmation of what they went through in these messages. And when he discovered that, the more he killed them, the more they were coming, because the beast that said, come and see, the standard that God used was likened to an ox, a burden bearer. A burden bearer. No, they complain. They kill. If you read the history of what happened to our these early believers, you will thank God that you saw Christ in this age. I don't know whether I would have been able to go through. I don't know. Sometimes when I read these things, look, I'm saying, I'm reading something and the tears will be coming out of my eyes. I say, will I be able to? It's true. No human being can subject himself freely to be killed for what you stand for, except there is a grace that is given to you to go through it. God gave it to them through that anointing. It didn't stop them. It didn't say because they are dying, we will not. The Bible records 68 million believers that were killed when Catholicism decided to join with Christianity to kill the light. That's why the beasts that's why the horse now changed from red. The more you kill them, the more they were going, giving their life to Christ. The more they were doing that, the Bible says that horse now changed to black horse. No more killing. Don't kill anybody. It's not because they have Bible, that's why they have hope. They know how to read and charge themselves. They withdrew Bibles from people. And this prospered for almost 1,000 years. No Bible, only Catholicism, Roman Catholicism. So then, imagine children that were born within this period. Who didn't know anything else that happened during the time of old, when the revival was on, imagine how they became in Catholicism. That produced the dark ages, represented by that black horse. And that period is what covered between the fourth seal and the fifth seal. The fourth seal and, am I correct? That's the third seal, I'm sorry. That is, that the church age is, I mean to say. The part of the fourth church age and the early part of the fifth church age. It covers the fourth church age and the early part of the fifth church age. And that comes under the third seal. And it was within that period that the beast with a face like a man. So, how many beasts do we see? Three beasts so far. If you go back to Genesis 26, you will notice that there are three revivals there. Hallelujah. How many times did they dig the wells? How many times? Three times. They dug the first one. They strove with them. They dug the second one. They strove with them. They dug the third one. They strove with them. Praise the Lord. Am I correct? Genesis chapter 26. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, verse 19, 20, it says, and Isaac's servant digged in the valley and found there a well springing water. That is the first well. And the herdsmen of Gerar did strive. That was in verse 20. That was the first strife you see there with the first well. Verse 21. They dig another well. And there was strife again for that also. That's the second well. And he removed from there and dig another well. And for that, they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now, the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. And he went up from thence to Beersheba. Now, I want you to take note. Hallelujah. And verse 32. Amen. Hallelujah. It says, verse 32, and it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him concerning the well which they had digged. They dug another one. In verse 25, there is another well, which is the fourth well dug there. And he builded an altar, in verse 25, an altar there, and called upon the name of the Lord, and pitched his tent there, and there Isaac's servants digged a well. That is the fourth well. Amen. In verse 32, and it came to pass the same day that Isaac's servants came and told him concerning the well which they had digged, and said unto them, we have found water. And he called it Sheba. Praise the Lord. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba unto this day. So, there are four wells rightly dividing the word of truth. Hallelujah. Why? Why the fourth one? Amen. The three you saw there, hallelujah. The three wells that you see there, they are those three revivals that take place in the fifth church age, the sixth church age, and the seventh church age. The total restoration of that mill, that was the three measures of mill that was corrupted, according to Matthew 13, verse 33. They are the wells. Luther dug the first well. Wesley dug the second well. Justification and sanctification. William Seymour dug the third well. Hallelujah. He dug the third well. Therefore, amen. Revelation chapter 3. Because you will notice here, verse 7. Let me read it from verse 7, maybe up to verse 11. And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, Philadelphia is the sixth church age. Right. This thing say, he that is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that opened it, and no man shutted, and shutted, and no man opened it. We apply this for prosperity, but the principal interpretation of this is what I want to give you now. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thee, thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That is the age of the open door for the gospel. That was the age. Remember that the revival had started in the Sardinian church age, the fifth church age, with Luther. That's why that scripture didn't say, I will give you an open door. He said, I have set before thee an open door. He has already done it in the fifth church age. Which door? The door that was closed to the gospel. He came and opened it. That began the days of the missionaries. That began the time. You think Oyibo man will carry Bible and come here and die in Africa, die with malaria, die with all the hostilities around that they have never seen a white man before. He will come like that with Bible just to preach. For him to risk his life, there was an anointing on him. Everywhere missionaries were sent to the world all over. That is what produced, you know, the gospel now going everywhere. Bibles were being printed, everything, the gospel was shining its light all over the world. That was the open door. And he said, no man will shut it. And what did I say? I said, this happens in the third seal. Go to Revelation chapter 6. This is the third seal, verse 5. And when he had opened the third seal, I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld. And what is the third beast? Face like a man. He's the one to give the revelation. Because this is the period of the reformation. This is the period God raised men from everywhere. And they were restoring all the light that has been lost before. This was the period. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse. That's what the angel was showing him, depicting the Antichrist spirit of that time. And he that sat on him, the Antichrist at that time, had a pair of balances in his hand. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of barley for a penny. What were they doing? Commercialization of the gospel. Catholic system. Indulging in all their indulgences, selling all whatever, penance, everything you pay for. My brother here, his father died. They have not buried him. I said, why have you not buried him? He said, the Anglican Church said they will not bury him until the tithe that he has not paid for the past how many years must be calculated and paid for. Dead body will pay his tithe, Abby. Okay. It was the Catholic system that brought it up. You pay before they bury him. You pay. If you don't pay, they will not bury him. But bride of Christ, you know better. Hallelujah. If you like, no bury me. Now my body will smell for your hand. Hallelujah. All that nonsense. Our eyes of understanding has opened. That was the time they were doing that. And God was saying, you can do whatever you like. Oh, the last statement in that verse 6. He said, and see, thou hot not the oil and the wine. Hot not the oil and the wine. What is the oil? Hallelujah. It is the revival. The oil and the wine, yeah, is the revival that was going to start with Luther. For the total restoration. And he said he is the one that opened the door. No man can shut. Have they been able to close it again? Have they been able to close it again? No. It moved from one stage to the other. One stage to the other. Until the total restoration that we have. The three wells we are fully dug. The three wells we are fully dug. Justification, sanctification, and baptism of the Holy Ghost. And God sends a message for perfection to bring us together. This is the age of perfection. After the restoration, there will be now perfection. The fruit-bearing ministry. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is what necessitated the ministry of William Branham. And let me say it again for the whole world to hear. A brother in America said, that means I am encouraging racism. I am not encouraging racism. We are victims of racism. We are victims already. What makes Luther to be a star messenger for the fifth church age? The revelation. The church shall live by faith. What made John Wesley the star messenger for the sixth church age? Without holiness, no man will see. He restored holiness. Luther restored justification. Who restored the baptism of the Holy Ghost? Is it William Branham? Is it William Branham? No! He's a black man. He's William Seymour in 1906. But his ministry was in the days of racism. Read his history. Go to the internet. We have information now. And see how God used that man. If that man were a white man, the whole Pentecostal world, everything Pentecostalism is enjoying today, started with that man. And none of them is even having the spirit move in the realm it move in that man. In Azusa Street, in that upper room experience. People were traveling from all over the world and coming there. And as you just 50 meters to the venue, the Holy Ghost will arrest you. And as at that time, no gifts at all. Remember, the Catholic system killed him for 1,000 years. One day he said, where is the God of these acts? Where are the gifts? Where is the speaking in tongue? And they gathered themselves and they were fasting. When one white man was teaching about it, they wouldn't even let him join the white. He was sitting outside in the window because a black man and the white man cannot sit together. It was in the days of racism in America. And they put him aside. And they want to replace him with William Branham. Another white. No! William Branham has his own part. The ministry of William Branham started in 1933. William Branham was even born in 1909. Azusa Revival started in 1906. Why are you giving it to William Branham? Are you speaking against William Branham? No. Place the ministry of William Branham. The ministry of William Branham is higher than the star messenger's message. Because even William Seymour came with a measure of error. Wesley came with a measure of error. Martin Luther was even smoking pipe. They all came without holiness. His own was without holiness. It takes William Branham to bring all of them together and remove the errors and give us a complete word. Complete word. That's why his ministry is the fruit producing ministry.
that will now take us in the rapture. You teach any other thing is contrary to the Bible. Teach any other thing is contrary, very, very contrary to the Bible. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What is this fourth? The fourth. What is the fourth revival? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is the fourth revival? To me, the fourth revival is John ministry. The fourth well that was dug there is the fourth revival. Praise the Lord. And to me, it's John ministry in Revelation chapter 10 and verse 11. Let's read it. If you read it from verse 8. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up. John ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. And he said unto me, the angel said unto John, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. Thou must prophesy again. And let Traddock listen to me, the ministers. If he said John will prophesy again, when did he prophesy before? When did he prophesy before? Praise the Lord. He prophesied in Acts chapter 2, the upper room experience. That was the revival, the first heart that produced the revival that is going on. And if he said, John, thou must prophesy again, but it will come from receiving the book and eating it, sweet in your mouth, but bitter in your belly. I look at that scripture very well, and I see their fulfillment only after the rapture. I see the revival of Israel when the last week will be open for them to come in. I see it as a Jewish revival because in the upper room, they were all Jews. There were no Gentiles in the first revival. In the upper room, they were all Jews. If John will prophesy again, Brother Moses, why are you confusing? You said the bride is the bride's revival. I say, I thought many things before. Listen to me now. Whatever I say, bring it to the Bible. The one that is lying with the Bible, take it. Don't just take it because I say it. Because the John prophesying again is after the rapture has taken place in the third seal. The rapture has already taken place in the third seal. The next thing is the fourth seal. The fourth seal. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. The fourth seal. The fourth beast is what? And I keep saying it. You know, it's something we've been saying. Don't worry. If any other teacher comes and repeating it, if Pastor Francis comes and repeating it, it is important that the whole world should know this truth that we are saying, because we are looking at the fourth seal, chapter 6, Revelation chapter 6, verse 7. We teach that it is for this age. Now listen. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. Pale horse there is the color of deceit. It's the same horse, oh, that was white, oh, that changed to red, that changed to black. The fourth time now, it is now pale. Why is it pale? Pale is the color of deceit. Neither white nor red mixed together. Be like say. Why is it a pale horse rider? Let me read it. Amen. Hallelujah. And when he had opened the fourth seal, I heard the voice of the fourth beast say, come and see. What is the fourth beast? The flying eagle. Not just an eagle. Emphasis. Flying. Everybody shout flying. Say it again. Flying eagle. Not just eagle. I will show you why I'm emphasizing. And I looked. So, it is through that eagle that they are able to understand what they were seeing. And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. And hell followed with him. And power was given unto them over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the beasts of the earth. That is the fourth seal. Now, you and I know, if you say the fourth beast, or rather the fourth seal, is this age that we are in now, then let me know if anybody is dying now because of the gospel. Which sword was given to him? Which fourth part of the earth is he killing? Which hell and death follow him? The truth is this. That pale horse, the deceit there, after the rapture has taken place, according to Daniel chapter 9, the Antichrist comes from Rome and comes with a deceitful covenant. It is supposed to be covenant of peace. And it is supposed to be 1 week, spanning a period of 7 years to complete the 70 weeks. The last week that was suspended until the rapture takes place in the Gentile. Then he comes back for the Jewish revival. When that Jewish revival starts, it starts with two prophets in Revelation chapter 11, correct? Who are who? Moses and Elijah, the description there is Moses and Elijah. How many prophets? Two prophets. Fulfilling Malachi chapter 4. Behold, I send you Elijah the prophet. That is the scripture. That is where the promise is made. That is where their revival begins. It is from the message of those two prophets that the 144,000 are produced to go out and preach the everlasting gospel. What are they preaching? According to the Bible, for the first 3.5 years, they are telling the Jews everywhere, that man sitting down there is the son of perdition. That man sitting, because by the time they are saying this, he is already in the temple sitting down there, according to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. He said it, Apostle Paul said it, sitting and claiming to be God, to be worshipped. But those two prophets, according to Revelation chapter 11, they are there to expose him. They will be given messages to the Jews. He will tolerate them for 3.5 years. And after the 3.5 years, Daniel prophecy chapter 9 says, in the middle of the covenant, he will break it. After that, the tribulation starts. That's why we say, the great tribulation that is coming is not for us. It is primarily for the Jews. We will have gone already in the rapture. Only the foolish virgins will be here to pay for it. They will only cry, no second chance. Hallelujah. He stands up, and for the next 3.5 years, wahala, wahala. But now go to Revelation chapter 12. See, if you read it from verse 5, Revelation chapter 12, that woman there is Israel. And that Israel, and she, just to save time, I'm cutting it from verse 5. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And when will he rule all nations with a rod of iron? Who is that man child? Who is the man child? Thank you, Jesus. When will he rule the world with a rod of iron? When? In the millennium. Okay? Who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. Is he still not there now? He's still there. Now, watch it. Verse 6. And the woman fled into the wilderness where she has a place prepared of God. She fled. If you are fleeing, it means you are running away from something. That they should feed her there, how long? 1,203 score days. 1,260 days divided by 30 days in a month is exactly 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. And that is the period of the persecution. A time of trouble that the world has not known. Israel has not known. Since she was given birth. That is the time that except you have the mark of the beast, you cannot buy or sell. The Antichrist rules with a rod of iron, a fourth part of the earth. Why he says a fourth part of the earth is because his rulership of the world will not include China and the Asian countries. His dominion has always been in the empire. Roman Empire never ruled up to China. Never got to that side. The world, known world at that time, has always been around the Mediterranean. But now it will extend to the Western world, extend to Africa, extend to anywhere. The Jews never ran to China, never ran to Asia to go and hide from the persecution General Titus and the rest, and the persecutions that took place. They were always running around Europe, for that is the known world. Now, if you go to verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman, that is the persecution, which brought forth the man child, that is Israel. And to the woman were given 2 wings of a great eagle, revelation, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time, 1 year, and times 2 years, making 3.5 years, 6 months, 3.5 years from the face of the serpent. And that is the period of the great tribulation. The great tribulation, the Bible referred to it as the time of Jacob's trouble. It is Jacob's trouble. It is not African trouble. It's not Gentile trouble. He has finished with the Gentiles. They are there in the palace of. He is now facing his people. Praise the Lord. According to Romans chapter 11, for blindness in part, verse 25, has come upon Israel until the fullness of the Gentile be coming. The fullness of the Gentile ends with the rapture. Then he comes to them and opens their eyes. Zechariah chapter 14, chapter 12, speaks about how, what will happen, the revival that takes place. They will be crying, where did you get those wounds? And he will tell them, you mean to kill me, but God used it to save life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And the spirit, the anointing that he used to counter the Antichrist, the standard, were those two prophets. He said, they flew on the wings, 2 wings of a great eagle. The 2 wings are Moses and Elijah. Praise the Lord. And he said they flew. The eagle, by the wings, they flew. Therefore, what is the symbol of the revival for Jews? It's the flying eagle. Flying eagle is for the Jews. Our own is face of a man. Oh, glory be to God. Praise the Lord. I'm going to clap some more. Listen. Call me anywhere. All they will tell you is, Brother Abraham, say, why are you saying different? That's all they will tell me. And I say, I am showing you Bible, you are showing me a man. Open Bible and counter what I am saying. Therefore, the rapture ends in the third seal. The fourth seal is for Israel. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that you'll understand
what we are trying to do here. We are not trying to say we know better than anybody. Go back. Let's read one or two scriptures and we end. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 21. What does it say? Prove all things. What will you use to prove it? It's the Bible. Hold fast that which is good. If you believe this to be the truth, then better hold fast. Because there's no hope for the foolish virgins. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Meditate upon these things that we are speaking. Give thyself wholly to them, that thy profiting may appear to all. And verse 6. Take heed unto thyself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. For in doing this, Pastor Moses, thou shalt both save thyself and them that hear thee. And let those that hear him say, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, and verse 13, 14, and 15. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. Because God has from when? From the beginning, chosen you to salvation. He has chosen us to salvation through a process. What is the process? Through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Do you understand Bible? We are chosen from the beginning unto salvation. Let's read on. That verse 13 again. He has chosen you to salvation through sanctification. Through sanctification. Sanctification here is a holy life. Holy life. Sanctification of the Spirit, and it's the Holy Ghost that does it. And we are chosen. There is something in us that causes us to believe the truth. And verse 14. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 15. Therefore, brethren, what did he say? Stand fast and hold the tradition which you have been taught, whether by word or our hallelujah or epistles. In Jude verse 3 and verse 4, there's only one chapter in the book of Jude. Beloved, Jude, another apostle, when I gave all diligence to write unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in, you see, unawares, who were before of all ordained. They have been ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men, turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness, and deny the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Content. Content. What is it to contend? Especially within the intermediate circle, I am leading a revolution. Oh, stop this nonsense. This nonsense they have stopped into us that has no life. No life. No life. No life. Certain men have crept in unawares. They have chopped off the whole power. That is why the next service, we shall be looking at Samson and his hair. We'll be looking at that hair with two emphases. Number one, that the fact that the hair was cut, what led to it, and how it was cut, and that hair grew again. The hair grew again.
and you will see what happened after the hair grew. Then you will understand where we are now. The elders in the entire message said, no, we can't do it. Only will Abraham can do it. But there were two men, Joshua and Caleb, that said, we are more than able. More than able to conquer. We are more than able. We are more than able as the bride of Jesus Christ to manifest Christ again in this age. We are more than able. Let's stand up. We'll continue next time. Let's open our hymn book and sing a song. Hymn number 260. May the Lord depend on you. May the Lord depend on you. May the Lord depend on me for the war of restoration that is going on now.
Yeah.
and we confront the spirit of error. Confront the spirit of error. Fight. Pull out the people of God. We will not be cursed. You say something, you talk, you don't go talk. Hypocrites. Fear. Among those who will go to hell are the fearful. Fearful. We see who go talk. Thank God for this prayer television. They are watching us. And many of them are now checking because they know. If Pastor Moses is here, he's going to call your name. He's going to call your name on air. The whole world will hear you. Don't mess up the Christian faith. Say, thank you. From where? Sister Magdalene from Birmingham, United Kingdom. Jesus Christ is Lord. Shalom to the bride of Christ. Pastor Alu, thank you for the truth, sir. In some churches in UK, if you leave the church, the pastors will fight you with every information they know about you. They will instigate members to monitor you closely. He said, thank God for the bride. Clap your hands. I told you. Through this media, we are empowering the people. Don't let any man. There is only one man that God gave us. It's the man Jesus. He alone has the final say over my destination. But if you don't like to worship here, go to another place. And worship there. Make sure you go to heaven. Nothing more. But make sure you are not going for a carnal reason. If anybody offends you here, you should make it right. That's Christian duty. Don't use pride and leave a church. It must be that if I follow these people here, I'm not going to go to heaven. Then you come out. Come out. God will clap for you. They're going to frown for you here. It's because we have been indoctrinated in such a way. When I sit down and reason it, Pastor Weston one day told me, say, brother, you don't know. You are saying this thing. God will just help you with the nature you have. That is what you are saying. I say that I'll be afraid to leave a church that I enter freely. I'll be afraid. Say, what happened? And ministers gathered and they were arguing over some things. Enter message pastors. And then I stood up. Cosmos Maduka was in the meeting. And I said something. And I know all of them go flex with me. I hope I said it all. Later on, Brother Cosmos helped me say, Brother Moses, already you have acquired enough enemies. Why are you looking for more? I said, they never hear me finish. So I said, I see that JJ, they invite me. They want me to come here and you know, I learned something. You know, that's the truth. See, you owe nothing but the truth. I was a very junior officer in the Air Force. And commanders were having meeting. And heads of department at the headquarters were supposed to be there. And I was not the head of my department. But our organ minister specifically that let Alu be there. I sat down there in the military, we were very disciplined. Red neck everywhere. Me, a small rank, I sit down. I said, why did they make a call for this meeting? I'm not the commander. But as they were talking, I noticed something. I know if you talk. After the meeting, I went to Moga. I said, sir, there was something I observed, but I couldn't talk. Then he said, why didn't you talk? That was why I invited you. I know you will talk. I know you will see something. I wanted you to come and see and talk. I said, next time, sir, now go here. Whether well, I made them drop me for help or myself, I don't know. Now, talk! From that day I learned, anywhere you are invited for a purpose. You invite me anywhere. Don't invite me if you don't want to hear me, oh, because I will say it. God is looking for men that are brave. How many of them are here now? Say it. There's not the man, not they die two times. And something must kill person. Something must kill person now. Eh? If they don't use gun, kill you. Sickness can kill you. Accident can kill you. Eh? Hypertension can kill you. You feel sleep itself. Even God himself will say, come home. Die now, die. And they know they die two times. So what's the problem? But make sure at the time you are dying, when you die, you know where you are going. You know where you are going. How you die, God doesn't care how you die. But God cares at the time you die. What is your estate
salvation wise?
Make your calling and election sure. And don't say tomorrow. He's coming soon. It may be more. It may be 9. 198. 198. Order of resurrection. Order of the rapture.
Shall be a faithful.